You can never be too careful with fireworks. Hayes Fire Department Chief Ryan Higgins talks to us about fireworks safety and more on this episode of the Post Podcast. So we've got something, it's that time of year. 4th of July is coming up. Fireworks are going on sale soon if they haven't already. We want to talk about fireworks safety. You want to start with telling us, I guess maybe you know, when do the fireworks go on sale here in Hayes?
Okay, well, it's in the city limits of Hayes here. They are can be sold from July 2nd through the 4th, and they can be legally discharged on July 2nd through the 4th from the hours of 10 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Okay. 11, yeah, because everybody stops at 11 here in Hayes, right?
Oh, of course.
I won't get into the enforcement. I know that's a different, that's not your area.
Correct.
So maybe you want to kind of, we want to just talk a little bit about, you know, how to be safe when shooting off fireworks.
Oh, yeah. You know, as always, just like everything else, you know, always just follow the manufacturer's guidelines. They're the ones that built the fireworks. They're the ones that design how they operate. So just do what you're told, you know, read the package and follow their guidelines. You know, if you're allowing your children to light them, you know, just supervise them real closely. You know, make sure that they're lighting the correct way and have the correct safety equipment on, you know, so maybe a pair of gloves, some eye protection, maybe ear protection, you know, and just do not alter the firework anyway. And I know some kids like to tie multiple black cats together, and you know, it's just not safe. You know, and just light one at a time. You know, don't get in a big hurry. You know, you spend a lot of money on this firework, so just enjoy the time that you have with them.
Yeah, and they are expensive. Oh, like I know last year I spent probably a few $100 on fireworks. It was crazy.
Yeah, so I mean, so enjoy the time that you have with them. You know, one of the safest ways to be is just slow and steady. You know, and just light one of them at a time, like we said, you know, and when you light it, you know, move a safe distance away. You know, obviously, you know, don't want to point a firework at anybody, and, you know, not even as a joke, you know. Yeah, you can do simple things. You know, keep it a bucket of water handy or a garden hose nearby. You know, and then, you know, we want to be courteous to your neighbors and everything. And, you know, once the fireworks are spent, you know, take the time, pick up your trash. And then we want to be able to store them properly. You know, one of the best ways to do that is, you know, soak them in water overnight. Don't put them in a box and set them inside your garage. You know, make sure that they are completely extinguished.
Yeah, we had a call like that last year, didn't we? Where somebody had picked them up and put them in their garage, and then they
there's stories of people, you know, picked them up, put them in their garage, or picked them up and threw them in a polycart trash can. Well, you just run the risk of an unnecessary fire that way.
Yeah, I never want to leave the mess, but what I always do is I just leave them in the road overnight and then go out and pick them up. Because after they've set out all night, then there's no chance of them reigniting. You would hope, right?
you would think. You know, obviously don't leave them in the middle of the road. You know, if you're going to do that, at least push them off to the curb or something. Get up first thing in the morning and then get your trash picked up. You know, also you also want to be mindful of your neighbors and pets. You know, some people don't like fireworks. Some pets get, you know, upset with them. And, you know, it's kind of just best to, you know, obviously you ought to know your neighbors and just, you know, just common courtesy.
Yeah, and I would think, too, and this is something that I've heard a lot in recent years, vets maybe that are suffering from PTSD or even just kind of traumatic experiences. Maybe they don't have the PTSD, but that can be somewhat traumatizing for them. Just all of the noise and the popping, you know. So it's not hard to go around and ask them, like, hey, is this cool? And, you know, I always like to do, I get all the neighbors together. Like if guys across the street are shooting off fireworks, like let's coordinate. Let's do it at the same time. We'll all be out here and we'll have better time that way. And then we know, you know, we're not offending anyone, or not, maybe not offending necessarily, but bothering anyone that would be have a problem with the fireworks just by doing it together.
Right. You know, and like I said, it's a good bonding experience that you could have with your neighbors. You know, kind of like a few months ago, there was the news story about, I don't remember exactly where it was here in town, but, you know, a block got together and they all had takeout and they all sat out in their chairs in their driveway and, you know, do stuff like that with your neighbors.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good people in Hayes. Why not get to know them all, right?
Exactly. You know, and one other thing that we need to keep in mind, too, you know, Western Kansas, you know, we're known for our wind. You know, it's one of those, you know, use common sense, and if the winds are blowing, yeah, maybe just wait a while and see if the wind will die down and then light your fireworks off.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that, because there is still a firework hanging on an electrical line from last year. It's one of those parachute ones. You shoot them up and they kind of float back down. I would think the best bet out here would be not to shoot those off, right? First off, but then what do you do at that point? You know, like say one of those parachute ones like lands in a tree, or in this case lands on a power line. What do you do at that point?
Well, that's one of those that is best left to the experts. You know, if it's causing the harm, you know, go ahead and contact, you know, Midwest Energy per se here in town and get their best recommendation. Yeah, don't try and remove that yourself.
Yeah, I would definitely think that's a bad idea on a power line. I'm not an electrician, yeah. But I think those things carry some juice.
We also have the Wild West Fest fireworks display. You know, that's, as far as I know, that's still planned. And
yeah, I believe
that's
so.
A good time.
Yeah, and you guys are going to be out there for that, right?
Oh, yeah. We always stand by.
What has there ever been an incident here in Hayes where something has gone awry with that? I mean, because they bring in professionals to shoot off those fireworks. It's not, I know in some smaller towns, it's actually the fire part, the department that does it. But these are professional firework shooters that come out for this event, right?
Yeah, correct. No, it's a very safe event to bring your family to and enjoy the display.
Awesome. There was one other thing we wanted to hit on, kind of shift topics here, but this is the Hayes Fire Department Smoke Alarm Program. Going on now, right? You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we've been doing this for several years. You know, if you're in need of a smoke alarm, we'll provide you one for free. We'll come out and install it. We'll walk you through the proper operation of it. You know, if you're interested in that, just give us a call here at the office, which is 628-7330, and we will put you on schedule. We'll come out and install one, and we'll help you maintain it, and we'll help you pick the best location for it, and we'll make sure you know how to operate it.
Awesome. Yeah, it's a valuable thing. Everybody should have a fire alarm in their house, at least one, probably more than one, right?
Yeah, you should have one on a minimum every level.
Very good. Well, sir, we're very quickly going to run out of time here, but anything else you want to try to squeak in before we go?
You know, I just want everybody to have a safe holiday and enjoy their time with their families. And like I said, we're here if needed.